What's going on, guys? Nick Adams and part-time Justin here.
Hello.
And I'm a little nervous about this because we're going to kind of tackle a deep subject here, Justin, because joining us on the phone is Leah Remini, and we love her from King of Queens.
Yes.
She's the wife of Kevin James on that show. She was in Old School and Cheers, and she is really outspoken against Scientology. She was in the religion for 30 years, and now she's come out and said this religion is not what I thought it was, and you guys should know about it. So she has a new docuseries. It's on A&E every Tuesday night at 10, 9 central. It's called Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath, and she joins us on the phone now. Hey, Leah.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're so good. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us. You are so brave for speaking out against Scientology like you have been. Have you been, like, nervous to kind of take this giant beast on?
No, I'm not nervous because I have a place to tell my story. And so I feel strangely protected by the world at large who are not Scientologists, who find this topic to be insane. So no.
Okay, good.
That's good though, no fear, and you've got to be brave to have a book out and be on TV and not be afraid of them coming after you.
I'm more afraid for the families that contributed to the show.
Yes. Could you tell us what are some of the things that the Church of Scientology is doing to some of these people who are coming out and being open?
They create hate websites.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
No.
So you've not seen the church's hate website?
No, we haven't.
What have they said about you on fake hate websites?
Go on freedommag.org.
Ooh, I'm writing that down.
You guys have missed out on some delightful hatred.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's fun to just, like, look at YouTube comments. Those are good hatred comments, too.
No. I'm being funny. But here's the thing. It is actually, it seems funny when you look at it, right? You think, oh, this is from a little a-hole teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then you realize, wait, this comes from a church.
Yeah.
Now, Leah, when you were in the Church of Scientology, what were some of the first signs that you saw that you made you think, you know, this may not be what I originally thought this religion really was?
Well, I received an email from an executive of the church who worked at the church for, I don't know, over 30 years. And she was the president, commanding officer, as you will, for the, you know, the Mecca of Scientology, for FLAD. She, Debbie Cook, had been in the Sea Organization for over 30 years and wrote an email that she was no longer working for the Church of Scientology and had issues with it. That started my looking. Then at the church, the wedding.
Tom Cruise's wedding.
David Miscavige, the leader of the church, was there without his wife, with his assistant, who I thought was odd. But when I saw all of that go on, I started to question, this is the top tier executives of our church. Like, what is going on? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That's what started me. And then I asked where the leader's wife was, and I was told I didn't have the effing rank to ask about a human being. So over 6 years, it took me 6 years to get out. It wasn't like, hey, I'm out.
Yeah, how come you couldn't just say, outski, brah, bye?
Well, first of all, I was brought into it as a kid, so I was brainwashed into believing I was going to go to hell.
Oh, okay. So they instill, like, a fear in your mind if you leave.
Oh, yeah. You are forever trapped in hell.
Okay. And so
your eternity, you'll hear Scientologists say this a lot, my eternity is at stake. And also, you're taught to believe and brainwashed to believe that people who leave the church literally are psychotic.
Oh.
So I was like, I don't want to be psychotic. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
did they make sure your friends or family members that are still part of the church?
Well, that's also the other layer. The other layer is that you will lose your family and friends and everything you've ever known.
Oh.
And Scientology, that's another layer of brainwashing is you're as you become indoctrinated into Scientology, you become more and more only with Scientologists.
Mm-hmm.
And so your whole life is Scientology, and your friends, and your family, and your job. So you can't just walk away with no repercussions. And you're in it for $250,000.
Right. Yeah. You got to pay a lot of money to be in Scientology.
You have
Justin.
To pay money to get in. Yes. Do you have to pay money to get out?
You have to pay money. It's a pay before you go proposition. Scientology has laid out maps of what you have to do, and everybody has to do the same steps. So everybody, doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They will find the money for you.
Now,
and it is $250,000. Not to mention, imagine me having to admit that I was wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big punch
in the gut.
There's
a lot of reasons why people don't leave. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Leah, since while you were in Scientology, you were coming up in Hollywood and everything like that, were there any of your friends that were not in Scientology but in Hollywood, like J-Lo, your BFFs with her, was anyone trying to maybe let you see the light that, hey, this isn't exactly what you think, Leah?
Well, not Jennifer, because her dad is a Scientologist.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, no. Jen is about whatever works. Mm-hmm. Jen is a Catholic, and Jennifer is one of those spirits that searches, like, hey, this works for that, this works for that. Scientology overall would not work for somebody like her, because Scientology is all in. You're not allowed to dabble in other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I got in trouble for wearing a cross.
Oh, really?
I got in trouble for reading a self-help book that wasn't Scientology. So you're not allowed to make practices, is what they call it.
You
can't do yoga.
Oh, my gosh. Leah, can you tell me what a service looks like at a Scientology church?
Like a church service?
No service.
You know, is it like worship?
If there is a service, it's for show. Like, it's not. That's the thing. It's like, by the way, I criticize myself at the same time. I lied to people saying, oh, you can be anything and be a Scientologist. Oh, mm-hmm. You could be any religion and be a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't cost that much money. Like, I know all the lies to tell, right? So I did those things.
You know, Leah, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. I think I know the answer to this, but looking back, was there anything positive from your time in Scientology?
Of course there are positive things, honey. You know, they take from other religions. They take from other religious philosophies about morals and taking responsibility for your life, and you're responsible for everything. Unfortunately, as you are all in, because it's an all-in proposition as you go up in Scientology, you are trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's psychologically damaging. As you continue on, are there basic courses that are helpful on finances, communication, how to deal with others that are harmful? Yes!
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be, take it as you want and leave it as you want.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will have to be all in.
Well, Leah, this is so fascinating. We could talk to you for hours, but we just can't. Leah, we're excited to watch your show. It's called Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath. It's every Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central on A&E. And Leah, thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks for speaking out about this and being brave.
Thank you so much.